The Abbey of Our Lady of the Holy Trinity was a Trappist Cistercian monastery settled in 1947 in Huntsville, Utah. The monks were farming, ranching, and keeping bees, and known for their locally produced creamed honey. In 2016, Huntsville resident Bill White purchased the monastery and the land. All in their 80s, the monks have moved to an assisted living center in Salt Lake City. Executive director of the Summit Land Conservancy, Cheryl Fox, said the Ogden Valley Land Trust approached them to help them obtain a conservation easement on the land. She said the property was expensive and Fox's staff thought it would be a good way to partner with the all-volunteer open space group based in Weber County.
In order to save it, it required, you know, another huge federal grant of the magnitude that the Osgathorpe 160 grant was. And an all-volunteer organization didn't really have the capacity to put in that kind of a federal grant. So the Summit Land Conservancy wrote that grant, and we were here today because we've learned that that grant has been awarded, and that's $8.8 million. The total project cost, which includes the purchase price plus transaction costs, is $9.5 million.
Under the conservation easement, the landowners would retain the property, but it would be under an easement protecting it from development. Fox said Summit Land Conservancy was able to write a big federal grant, but they're looking to the Ogden Valley Land Trust to help supplement another $700,000 towards the conservation easement purchase.
You know, a portion of it will come from other grants, but we do hope that they will bring in, through a fundraising campaign in the Ogden Valley, a fairly significant amount of money. In this situation, the landowner is donating 58% of the easement value. But often our landowners, it's somewhere between about 35 and 25% that they donate. So this is a big contribution from this landowner. He's also spent millions of dollars installing new irrigation systems.
The landowners have had to tear down old buildings that made up the cloisters and the church, which were filled with asbestos and faulty wiring.
You know, he's really restoring, renovating, upgrading the property so that it can be a long-term organic farm, actually, on over 1,000 acres.
You can find more information about saving the Huntsville Monastery on the Summit Land Conservancy's website. A link is on kpcw.org, along with a slideshow of photos of the monks and the property. Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.